The American election is being watched just as closely in Germany. That's where Joseph Jaffe edits the newspaper Die Zeit.
The American president is our president, too, because whatever the greatest power on earth does has a huge impact on everybody else. And that's why everybody here is watching not only the upcoming election, but even the conventions with great attention.
Would you say that there's greater attention this time than in previous years?
Perhaps. The basic feature of the situation now is that if the Europeans could vote, probably 90% would vote for Kerry. And the Europeans believe that if only Kerry were elected, then everything will be sweet and reasonable again. It won't.
Why not?
People have short memories, and they forget that even Democratic presidents from JFK onward have posed big problems for the Europeans. But they think Republicans are right, ergo bad, Democrats are left, ergo good. But they tend to ignore that there's another reality behind the two candidates, which has to do primarily with the vast gap in power and interest and vulnerability. The United States has never been more powerful than it is now. The United States has never felt more threatened than it feels now. And that will not change no matter what the name of the guy in the White House is.
You said that you thought that if there were an election in Europe, that 90% of the Europeans would vote for John Kerry.
The West Europeans. But let me just make a very careful distinction. I think Mr. Bush would do very nicely in, say, Poland, in Eastern Europe. I'm talking strictly about countries like Germany and going west into France and Spain.
John Kerry has said in recent days that President Bush is so unpopular in Europe that European leaders don't dare cooperate too much with him. But Kerry goes on to say, if I, John Kerry, were elected president, I'm more popular in Europe, and therefore European leaders could come around to my side and not pay such a heavy political price.
This may be misplaced optimism. In fact, that would turn the issue around. Today, with Bush being so unpopular, it's very easy for European leaders to say no to him. But they still want to say no to Kerry, and they will say no to Kerry. Again, we are talking about bigger issues here, and one of the big issues is that the Europeans do not want to risk their money and the lives of their soldiers in Iraq.
Senator Kerry has also said he's had conversations with his fellow Democratic senators like Carl Levin and Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. And he says they've spoken to European leaders and they've heard suggestions that relations might improve if Kerry is elected president.
Yes, if you speak softly, it will. But remember that one of the problems Europe has with the U.S. is that the United States also carries a very, very big stick, which no amount of speaking softly can conceal. So I'm with Joe Biden and Senator Levin that the atmospherics will greatly improve because no European leader wants to have bad relationship with the U.S. for any length of time. But you can't conclude from the atmospherics that there will be substantial give on the part of the Europeans, and certainly not when it comes to Iraq. Let me just add something, what Mr. Kerry may have neglected. There's a lot of quiet cooperation going on in Europe in the war on terror. For instance, as we speak, there are American officials sitting in the port of Hamburg, where I'm sitting, collaborating with German customs agents in checking containers for terrorist contraband. That kind of stuff has gone on under Mr. Bush, but when it comes to the more dramatic, more visible kind of gestures of cooperation, I think Mr. Kerry and Senator Biden may be in for a rude surprise.
Mr. Jaffe, good to speak with you again.
Okay.
Joseph Jaffe is the editor of the German newspaper Die Zeit.